Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 17, which is on the book of Nehemiah. The objectives of this lesson are this, that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Nehemiah, identify to whom the book of Nehemiah was written, state the purpose for the book of Nehemiah, you're going to be able to write the key verse of the book of Nehemiah from memory, and state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Nehemiah. So as far as an introduction goes, the author was Nehemiah, and it was written to Israel. And the purpose was the continuation of the history of Israel. It's a record of the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. And the key verse is found in chapter 6, verse 3. The life and ministry principle are this, that there is no opportunity without opposition. Faith without works is dead. The main characters are Nehemiah, Sanballat, Geshem, Gesemu, Shema, Tobiah, Hananiah, Ezra, and Araxias. And for the outline, we start off with the introduction, which is in chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Then we point A, we have bad news from Jerusalem, chapter 1, starting at verse 1, and Nehemiah's response, chapter 1, starting at verse 4. Roman numeral number 2, we have preparation for the task, and that's starting at chapter 2, verse 1. Then we have point A, with the king, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. B, with the governors, chapter 2, starting at verse 9. C, in Jerusalem, chapter 2, starting at verse 11. And D, with the leaders of the people, starting at chapter 2, verse 15. Roman numeral number 3, we have the restoration of the walls, and that's from chapter 3, starting at verses 1 through 6 through verse 19. So point number A is list of builders and organizations. That's chapter 3, starting at verse 1. And then we have external and internal opposition. And that's chapter 4, starting at verse 6. So first off, with the external opposition, we have point A, direct criticism, chapter 2, 19. Mocking and scorn, chapter 4, starting at verse 1. False accusations, that's chapter 6, starting at verse 5. Strikes at times of vulnerability, that's chapter 4, starting at verse 6. Diversion, chapter 6, verse 2. Popular influence, chapter 6, verse 2. Threats and fear, chapter 6, starting at verse 5. Compromise, chapter 5, starting at verse 14. Fighting and hindering, starting at chapter 4, verse 8. Conspiracy, chapter 4, verse 8, and chapter 6, verse 2. Threats and fear, chapter 6, verse 5. Then we had some internal opposition, starting at point A. Discouragement, chapter 4, verse 10. Dissension, chapter 5, verse 1. Weak believers, chapter 4, verse 12. Opposition of religious leaders, chapter 3, verse 5. The false prophets of God, chapter 6, verse 10. And then point C, the wall is finished. That's chapter 6, starting at verse 15. Roman numeral number 4, we have the control and census. That's chapter 7, starting at verse 1. And point A, city controls established. That's chapter 7, starting at verse 1 through 4. And the census of returning exiles, that's chapter 7, starting at verse 5. Then Roman numeral number 5, we have religious reforms by Ezra and Nehemiah. And that's in chapter 8, starting at verse 1 through 13, verse 31. And point A, we have reading of the law, chapter 8, verse 1. We have confession and prayer, chapter 9, verse 1. We have renewal of the covenant, chapter 9, verse 38, and chapter 10, verse 39. We have the list of residents, chapter 11, verse 1, and chapter 12, verse 26. Dedication of the wall, chapter 12, verse 27. And we have the reforms of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 1. The inspirational slogans of Nehemiah were this, the good hand of God is upon me, chapter 2, verse 8. Let us rise and build, chapter 2, verse 18. The God of heaven will prosper us, chapter 2, verse 20. The people had a mind to work, chapter 4, verse 6. Remember the Lord and fight, chapter 4, verse 14. God shall fight for us, chapter 4, verse 20. O God, strengthen my hands, chapter 6, verse 9. This work was wrought of our God, chapter 6, verse 16. The joy of the Lord is our strength, chapter 8, verse 10. And remember, O my God, chapter 13, 29 through 31. That's it for this outline, for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.